From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 600 migrants, mostly from Africa, rescued on the Mediterranean by a Doctors Without Borders ship, are now in Spain after being denied access to the ports in Malta and Italy. Southern European countries are getting weary of the huge waves of migrants landing on their shores and want an EU policy that would ensure a fair share of the burden. Giuseppe Conte is Italy's prime minister.
We must create European processing centers in the countries of origin and transit. That way we can anticipate and accelerate the identification procedures and request for European asylum.
Meantime, Pope Francis has called on countries to come to an agreement while urging local communities to embrace the desperate people who are migrants and refugees. At least three people are dead after a strong earthquake struck western Japan today, at least 90 injured. The quake struck just north of the country's second-largest city, Osaka, just as commuters were beginning the rush hour to work. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe speaking here through an interpreter on what his government intends to do for survivors.
The priority is to save the lives of the people, and the government is trying to cooperate in order to save the lives of public citizens.
Considerable damage was reported from the quake, but no tsunami warning was issued. Also making news, residents of Hawaii, that's the U.S. state's Big Island, are being warned to stay indoors, keep windows closed after another eruption happened on Sunday of the Kilauea volcano. It generated a combination of hydrochloric acid, and volcanic glass particles into the air. This is VOA News. Greece and Macedonia have ended a three-decade dispute, a resolution that could result in Macedonia's long-delayed entry into NATO and the European Union. Their respective foreign ministers signed an accord renaming the former Yugoslav state the Republic of North Macedonia. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
Because they make us all Europeans proud of the capacity to find, through diplomacy, a win-win solution.
The agreement, however, requires the approval of each parliament as well as a Macedonian referendum, and strong opposition makes approval, analysts say, uncertain. Conservative candidate Iván Duque won the second round presidential election in Colombia, beating leftist Gustavo Petro. It could mean changes to a 2016 peace agreement with the FARC Marxist rebels that ended a half-century-old civil war. Georgia State University scholar Jennifer McCoy.
You know, I think they're particularly concerned about justice in the accords and what kind of punishment former FARC guerrillas would face, as well as their participation in the political process.
Duque has said the agreement was too lenient on the rebels. He faces a myriad of problems in his country, including the economy, the drug trafficking gangs, poor infrastructure, and a massive influx of Venezuelans fleeing deteriorating economic conditions. Washington is refocused on immigration as the Trump administration defends the separation of some immigrant children from their parents at the U.S. border. We get more now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Once a rare practice, federal agents now routinely separate families seeking asylum or attempting to enter the United States illegally. Roughly 2,000 minors are being housed in facilities while their parents' immigration status is decided. Video released by the U.S. government shows what appear to be humane conditions, but furor over the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for unauthorized border arrivals has surged. Emotions are being stoked as the House of Representatives prepares to vote this week on two competing Republican immigration reform bills. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And in World Cup action, Mexico stunning the world to beat Germany 1-0. Brazil couldn't crack the Swiss. The five-time World Cup winners created some chances, but Brazil only had a one goal, securing a 1-1 draw for Switzerland. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.